If the first fundraiser of the year is an indicator of how things will go during the rest of the year, the Park City Education Foundation is doing well. According to Jen Billow of the foundation, they had a record-breaking Red Apple Gala last weekend.
Another great event. It was sold out. We raised a total of $400,000. We had our, you know, kind of raise the paddle, fund a student, and a donor said, I'll match up to $75,000. So we had never raised $75,000 during fund a student. So not only did we raise about $79,000, but then the donor matched with the $75,000. So it was super exciting. It's amazing the generosity of people in this town.
All the money raised by the foundation, Billow says, stays right here in the community.
It does, which is really popular with most of our donors. I mean, we do fund through our taxes most of the school districts in the state, and a lot of our income tax goes away. So these dollars stay right here in Park City. All the proceeds come right back into the schools through the grant program. So that affects every teacher and almost every student in the district.
Last year, the foundation raised about $1 million and therefore was able to put more money than expected into programs.
We were planning on infusing about $500,000. So the money we raised last year then goes into our grants for this year. The requests and programs are growing so quickly. And then plus with everybody's generosity, we weren't expecting to raise $1 million last year. We thought we would this year. So we were able to put a lot more into programs last year than we had anticipated, which is really exciting.
The various grants applied for affect all kinds of programs. There are grants for specific programs, teacher grants, and grants that are awarded to an entire school.
We just wrapped up the deadline for district grants, which are the big grants that go toward district-wide programs for this year. So the new superintendent, we wanted her to be involved in that. The director of curriculum and, of course, all the principals are very involved. And those we will announce, I think, in another 2 weeks. But those we get requests for things like preschool, the after-school program, district-wide robotics, district-wide science fair. So that affects every school. So that will be very exciting.
Billow says there's a community of volunteers who review each grant application to decide how the funds are awarded.
Parents, community members, faculty, everybody looks at every grant. It's amazing how thoroughly they look at each thing. It's a broad group that looks at all these requests. And of course, they've been carefully vetted by the teachers, the principals, and the district to make sure it aligns with their goals.
She says, finally, every parent in the district is asked to donate a dollar per day per student, which amounts to $180 per child.
That's just a basic donation, and that can cover a lot of the basic grants through the school. So if every parent did that, or if it averaged out, we'd raise about $800,000. So there are school districts in California that get almost 100% participation, and they ask for things like $600, $1,000 per student. So although that might seem like $180, if we raise that, it would bring in a lot of money, and we have monthly, you know, options to do that. That's only $15 a month.
That's Jen Billow of the Park City Education Foundation. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.